Okay. First you marked up all those long letters, then now you're supposed to break up the syllables one by one. Mataji, you did it for chapter 12, did you? You did it in chapter 12.
Yeah.
Can I see what you did?
Oh,
then what did you do? Only the long.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, you did it for the whole chapter?
Yeah.
But I see so many missing. Did you do them one at a time?
Yeah.
You missed out a lot. Anyway, we'll do it together. Yesterday we went through, okay, Arjuna Uvacha, how many long syllables are there?
One.
Next line?
Three,
right? Evam satata yukta ye. Next line?
Four.
Bhaktas tvam paryupasate. Next? Ye. Sha, vyaksharam avyaktam. Te, sham, ke, yo, ga, vet. There's somebody who marked this ta. Who is this, this red one? Ah, okay, this vet samaha vet ta. Ta is not to be marked. Eh? Vet, vet ta, maha. The ma is long, right? So altogether, again, the last line, te, and then sha, ke, yo and ma. Five of them are marked out long. Huh? Next line, shri, va and va. Next line, ya, ve, no, ye and ma. Did you get it? Five. Next line, ta, pa and te. Next line, ya, yo, pe and ta. Next line, te, me, ma and ta. Next line, ye, ve. That's it, huh? Next line, pa and te. Next line, none. Next line, ku. Next line, ye, gra. Next line, none. Rashid, are you lost?
No.
You're okay?
Yes.
Okay. Where did we stop? Te prapnavanti, huh? Te, pra, ma and e. Bhu, te and ta. Next line, kle, sho, te and sha. Next line, ta, che, sa. Next line, avyakta. That's the only one. Then, de, va and te. And the last line, ye, va, ma. Next line, ra. Next line, ye. And the nai. You didn't mark that nai, Mataji. Nai, yo, ge. Next line, ma, dhya, pa, and te. Okay, so now that's the first column. Now, how do we did the first five lines together yesterday, ending with tesham ke yoga vitta maha, right? Now, the next line, the first syllable is shri. Then next, you say Vannamalai Prabhu? After Shri? Now I want you to do this. Can you all look here? When you draw the circle, you start from just at the base of the alphabet, go down, and then go up in between the two alphabets. Don't stop below. And don't lift your pen up and then come down again. So it looks like waves, you know. But go up, make sure that it breaks exactly in between the letters, not underneath the letter. Because if it's underneath the letter, it's not clear where you're breaking. Be very precise where it's breaking. Huh? So Shri, then Bha, then Rama Prabhu. After Bha, what is the next syllable? Hare Krishna. What is the next syllable? No, I said Shri, he said Bha. Ga. Shri, Bha, Ga. Do you understand? See, you break it like this. Can you just see?
From down or top?
Down. From underneath, huh? Shri, Bha, Ga, Va. Now you must break at the Va because there's a 7 there, isn't it? What is his name? Seva Prabhu? Can you just see if he's doing correctly? Shri, Bha, Ga, Va. Now Va, you have to break that because there is a 7. Va, then the next one will be actually N and U joined together. Nu, N-U, Nu. And the next one? Va, and then Cha. Yes, Vannamalai Prabhu?
This, here, Vacha is there.
Bhagavan, Vacha is one. Va is one. Va is a long letter. It's a long syllable. You have to break there, wherever there is a long
syllable.
Where do we break
here? Va. After Va, Nu.
Yeah.
Shri. Nu.
Nu.
Nu is together.
Yeah.
Va and
Cha. Shri, Bha, Ga, Va, Nu, Va, Cha. Okay? And now again, I'm going to start first. Each one do one syllable, all right? Okay. The first, my. Draw the circle in neatly. My. Vannamalai? Yeah, and it's a long one. So yeah, you have to break there, the 7. Next. Rama Prabhu? No, Rama, let Ramakanta say it. Ramakanta, what is it?
Ramakanta.
Ve. Say it?
Ve.
Okay, and there's a 7 there. It's a long syllable, so you mark it there. And Deepak? What is it? Shya. Short. Short, huh? Shya. Then Rashid Prabhu?
Shya.
After Shya. He said Shya. Ma, just say Ma, one syllable. Ma, and you mark it out. Yeah. Then Seva Rati Prabhu?
No.
No, 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 one sound please.
Ma, no.
No, he said Ma, so what do you say?
No.
No, and it's long, huh? Mataji? Very good. It's my turn, I say Ma. And then the last M just comes after that. It ends with the Ma. Okay, Ma. Now, your turn, Prabhu? Very good. Yes, very good. Deepak? Very good. Rashid? Show him slow. Is it that? Have you got Net, Tia, Net, Tia, Yuk, Ta, long one, huh? Ta, next. No, no, let him say. Hari Seva Padi Prabhu?
Upa.
Prabhu, every... Yeah.
Upa. U is one.
Yeah, correct. So, look here. Each circle must have one vowel in it. Not more, not less. Each circle has one vowel in it. And wherever there is a 7, you must not cross the 7.
Come in
what are the vowels?
This U is not long. It is
What are we, why do you ask about short and long? Are you confused?
No, no. Breaking after ta.
Yes.
It will be upa.
No. You were reading each and every syllable, aren't we? Some syllables are short, some are long.
Yeah.
Correct? So you count how many sounds are there on this line? There should be 8. Every sound is made from a vowel. As long as there's a vowel there, why should you discriminate against the short vowel? Isn't it? Every sound is from a vowel. Correct? There are 8 vowels in every line.
So irrespective of long or short?
Yeah, of course. There are 8 vowels in every line. Do you understand? You look at the previous line. Can you see 8 vowels? 8, isn't it? So on this line also there will be 8. What are the 8? Ne.
Ni.
Ya.
Yuk.
Isn't nit a short sound?
Nit
is short, isn't it? So it doesn't matter short or long. You marked out the long ones of the 7. Now we are breaking up each and every syllable, every sound. Alright? And if you remember the definition, in the beginning, I mean, don't turn the page, just listen. The definition for a syllable is, a syllable is made up of either a vowel or a vowel which has been modified by a consonant. That is a syllable. You understand?
Yeah.
A vowel is, a syllable is a vowel by itself or a vowel that has been modified by a syllable. Without a vowel, you cannot make the sound. Do you get it? So, nit, tya, yuk, ta, then what? O. That is the next sound. Huh? You said O. Then your turn?
Pa.
Pa. Long one. Pa. My turn. I said sa. And Vanamali?
Te.
No. Long. Te. Okay? Yes, Prabhu.
In this nit,
ya,
yes.
Yes. Yes.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. U.
No. O. You can say op if you want also. Who can say why? Why can you say O or op? Okay, you could say that, but if I asked you to write it in Hindi, you won't write it like that. How would you write it in Hindi?
Pa.
Exactly. But you could write up with a halan and then start with a ah if you want, but it's not very natural. But it's correct. Phonetically, it's correct. So the rule is this. Do you remember? Did I explain to you about short and long? I told you the short fella is connected to both the neighbors. So this is a short one, isn't it? Are you lost, Deepak? You're scratching your head? O is short, correct? So he's joined to both his neighbors. On the left side, there is no consonant. Isn't it? It is A. So there's no question of anything on that side. So, but he's still joined on the other side. Oh no, we're reading this way, right, left to right. So what is that? Yukta. Ta ends here, then there's a blank space here, and then oh, and then next is pa, so the pa is here, right? So this u can join the pa, he can join both sides. If you say up, then you must start the next sound with a. If you say u, then you must start the next sound with pa. However, if the u was long, then there is a break here. If he joins with anyone, he's only allowed to join with the one on this side. Okay, now who, is it clear? Now if there was two P's there, what will the difference be?
Two P's, then one P will go with the short
O. Yes,
and the
if there are two P's, then one P will go with this short O and the other P will go with the PA. So how will the sound be different?
PA.
Yes, up PA SATE. If it's one P, yes. So effectively, sometimes we are a little lazy with the double T and the double N. We don't distinguish very clearly. So how to distinguish? Our Sanskrit class is full of shortcuts, you know, very easy methods. How do you distinguish? In the same way that the short letter is one unit of time and the long letter is 2 units of time. So when you have a single consonant and a double consonant, the double consonant becomes like 2 units of time. And effectively, you'll see that all you do whenever there's a double consonant is you pause on that consonant and then you continue. I'll give you an example. See if you can notice the pause. I'm first going to read the same line, avyaktam paryupasate. I'll read it as if there is one P. And I'll read it two or three times like that. Then I'll change and I'll read it as if it's a double P. And you please try and notice that I'm simply just stopping on that P and going again. Okay? Avyaktam paryupasate. Avyaktam paryupasate. Avyaktam paryupasate. Am I on the right line? No, no, no. Nitya yukta. Nitya yukta. Going up. Sorry, I jumped down. 12.2. A third line. Nitya yukta upasate. Don't sing, just listen. Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. Double. Nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta upasate. Okay, now let's see another double consonant somewhere. Who can find the double consonant somewhere in this? I'm sure there are a few.
Sani and...
Yes, okay. Yes, the first line of 12.4. Can you all see it? Can you see the first line of 12.4? San... San... Ni... Yam... Yendriya... Gramam. That san is a double N, right? So if it is a single N, it will be... Sani yamyendriya gramam, sani yamyendriya gramam, sani, if it's single N. But if it's double N, and if it's a double, we are distinguishing double N and single N. So when it's a single N, it is sani yamyendriya gramam, and it's a double N, it becomes a pause on the N. You go, sani yamyendriya gramam, everyone try. So it becomes, when you have a double consonant, it's as if you stop on that consonant and go again.
Stop or stress?
You just have to stop. What can you stress? The consonant has no sound. San niyam. You just have to pause and continue again. San niyam yendriya gramam. There are two sounds, san and ni. If it is a single N, then san niyam yendriya gramam. Sometimes, why I'm mentioning this is some people sometimes are not very particular, but they pronounce it double as if it's a single. But you'll see that the end is just like a long letter, it is stressed because it is longer. More time is spent on that. So when you have two letters also, it becomes longer. The time spent on it is longer. And like there's Sri Bhagavan Uvacha on 12.2, Mayyaveshya, it's two Y. So you're pausing on the Y. Mayyaveshya. Say it. Mayyaveshya. Okay, now, just now we did Nitya Yukta O, you said O, right? Mm-hmm. Then you said Pa, I said Sa, and you said Te. Now the next line, Prabhu, we are drawing in the circles underneath, and you have a pen with you? As you draw the circle, please go up in between the two letters. Okay? You don't have a pen? Now whose turn? You stop with Te. We start with Rama Prabhu.
Shrad.
Okay. Deepak.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long one.
Long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two fingers wide. Open your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mouth must open. Yeah. Then.
Pa.
Yes. Pa. Then. Prabhuji, Kamala Prabhu? No. Pa. Shraddha, Ya, Pa. Third line, 12.2. We are going syllable by syllable. No, he said Pa. After Pa, the next syllable? No, Prabhu, you are on the wrong line. Can you please show him, Prabhu? So, do it neatly, the circles. Shrad, Dha, Ya, Pa, Ra. Are you the correct line?
Yes, Shraddha, Ya, Pa, Yo, Pe, Ra.
Yeah, so he said Pa, you say Ra, alright? Then Mataji, your turn? Yo. Long, my turn? Pe.
Ra.
Ta, just stop with the ta. Ta. And you end there, and then the s just comes in. No, not silent. It comes in, but timing wise, it ends. It just fits in afterwards. If all of you had done your homework, things would have been different. You would have already had to think about so many things. Say again? No, you break because it's a long letter, you stop there, and then the S just fits in automatically. You know what I mean? Because it's long, it will come in. So how will you read it? Which line is this? Ah, the third line of 12.2, right? Shraddhaya parayopetas. And then ta, the ta sound finishes, then the comes in. Huh? Who said this ta? You said, right, Prabhu? So Prabhuji, Rama Prabhu? No. Long. Very good. Te. Deepak? Longer? Good. Rashid? Better to say yuk. Now, why? Who would like, does anyone want to answer why yuk is better? Can actually. Can. You can write ka with the tail and then write ta if you want. Okay, now I'll explain to you this way. The u is a short one, alright? Short one can join both its neighbors. And since after the u, you have two consonants, a k and a t. So you can share, one this side, one that side. Okay, it's more natural. If the u had been long, then you have no choice in the matter. Then you have to break at u. And then kata, it will follow on the next one. Okay? So now Rashid has said yuk. Yes. Ta, short one, huh? And then the next one, Prabhu?
Ta.
Again, ta, very good. Mataji?
Ma.
Longer?
Ma.
Ma. My turn? Ma. Your turn?
Ta.
Yeah, ta. Ha. And then a short ha. Ta. Ha.
This yes. Ha, yes. Is it consonant or?
The ha which you add in?
Ha.
Ha. It's considered as a consonant. But it's not another vowel. You add in the a to make the visarga heard. If you don't add in the a, then you can't hear it. I'll explain that to you. So never mind, I hope all of you will go back and do your homework. It takes a lot of time now. I'm going to go ahead with the next few lessons. Turn to page 4. I don't know whether any of you had the experience about hearing the difference in short and long. But like I explained yesterday, Bhagavad Gita. We used the example Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, right? So when it's short, it joins both sides, like bug, bha, bha, bha and ga get joined together, Bhagavad Gita. But when it's long, it's this side, bha, finish the bha sound, gavatam, bha, gavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You cannot say Bhagavad Gita, it sounds very wrong, and you cannot say Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not bhag. Yeah, bha. Gavatam. That is the difference between short and long. Like etadrishi tava kripa bhaga van mamapi. Shri bhaga van uvacha. Sorry, just one moment. Hare Krishna. Yes, I'm in the middle of a class. Could you call about 9:30? Thank you. Yeah, this short and long, you must try and experiment with it, and especially with the words that you don't know. Shri Bhagava Nuvacha. But Etadrishi Tava Kripa, not Bhagavan. Many of us are going to go to say Bhagavan, because it looks like the word, they just shoot from the hip. So you see whether it's long or short. Now exercise 2, after you have added in all the marks in exercise 1 above, recite aloud chapters 12 and 15 of the Gita daily for a week. It takes about 10 minutes, even less than 10 minutes, you know. If you are familiar with it, you can do one chapter in 5 minutes. While reciting, point to each syllable as you read. This is important. We don't want you to be like a parrot. A parrot doesn't look, it just... And even if you make a mistake, you cannot correct yourself. When you do this exercise, writing, it forces you to think and to see each and every syllable. I hope you realize that. Yes?
Pointing, we have to use the finger.
Yeah, you can use your finger and point. You see, after you, especially if you did it yourself and you did it very neatly, then you know you see each and every circle. It helps you to visualize the whole process. Am I making the sound correctly? Do you realize that? That's why it's a bit slow and we're going around, but it's making you really check yourself. And then when we do the consonants, I didn't teach you the consonants yet, then you become very conscious, where do I put my tongue? And then the aspirated consonants, your breath must come in. You know, the air should come at the right time. And then you have these sibilants also. Now next one, number two, pay attention to training your eyes to move from one syllable to the next, not from one word to the next. I'm sure you realize after doing this exercise, it's very effective. You have to look at each syllable when you do the writing. Number three, especially note the long vowels. Exaggerate them much more than the short ones. So the long one, please drag it. And if you keep on dragging the long ones, after a while your ear will get tuned to it. Then you will hear the difference. Otherwise, many people who are not familiar with Sanskrit, they really can't tell the difference easily whether it's short or long. Right? But if you start exaggerating, you will be able to. Number four, also pay attention to placing your tongue in the correct place for various consonants. I'm going to teach you that next. And number five, it is strongly recommended that you practice by focusing your attention on one group of alphabets or sounds at a time. Don't try to consciously practice all the different sounds at once. Example, on one day you can practice, play the chapter 12 recording, then you pay attention to only your long letters. Make sure that wherever there is a 7, make it long. The next day when you practice, you can practice all the... Actually, avagrahas, it says they're only avagraha, but that H dot is not avagraha, it is visarga. But you can put avagrahas and visargas. Avagraha is the apostrophe. So write only avagraha, which is apostrophe, and visarga.
This avagraha, how to pronounce it? Is it
a? No, it is a. It is a short form for a. The apostrophe is a short form for a. That is visarga. Two dots. That is this. Yes, that is called visarga. Here there's a typing mistake, you know. Avagraha, change it. Only avagraha. No, you write only avagraha. Cancel the H dot, put apostrophe. And visarga. And the visarga is two dots. And so I just know whiteboard here, so it's hard to write. But only avagraha, which means apostrophe, and visarga, which is two dots. So the apostrophe is the short form for a. Like api, they write apostrophe pi. So the apostrophe is short form for a.
While reciting, that automatically comes.
Yes, usually it will automatically come. What you do, I'll give you an example. If somebody will remember to ask me how to sing the apostrophe, I'll explain to you later. And the visarga, there is a rule, we'll see it, it's on the next exercise. Then on the next day you practice only your sibilants. Right? I'm telling you how to... Don't turn the page, we are still reading now. The same thing. Number five. First I said do the only long vowels. Next day you practice with your avagrahas and visarga. Those two you can do together because they are very rare. The next one, only your sibilants. That means the S sounds. So one day you pay attention to the S sounds. And then the next one, you can... On the following day you can practice with only your... aspirated consonants, K, H, G, H, P, H, all those are called aspirated consonants. I'll explain to you how to pronounce. And then on another day you can practice with the rhythm. Just keep timing. You'll hear this music in the background. Try and clap and do. Of course, for those devotees who are singing kirtan regularly, you can do both quite easily. So you pace yourself. What I'm saying is don't try and do everything at the same time and then get fed up. Now let's do the consonants. Turn to page 1 again. This is the part that most people are conscious of when they talk about pronunciation. How do I make all the sounds correct? But I'm going to repeat to you, it's more important just to pick out the long letters and make sure you don't mix up short and long. You're already okay. This other part is just a bit of polishing. Okay? Don't be too conscious of it. Look at paragraph 2, consonants. Vowels are at the top. Anything that's not a vowel is a consonant. Is that okay? And all these consonants serve to modify the sound of the vowel. Root sound is vowel. The modifying sounds are called consonants. The first one is ha. It is from the stomach, aspirate. Put your hand in front of your mouth. Say ha. Ha. Can you feel the hot air coming out?
Yeah.
Ha. That is ha. Next one is the main group of consonants. 25 sparshas. What does sparsha mean? Page 1, probably, it's number here. It's the fourth sheet inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Paragraph 2. Now we have got B, C, D, E, F. Those five, each has got five sounds. So they're 25. 5 times 5 is 25. From the throat you have ka, ka, ga, ga, and na. Na. Yesterday we did na, right?
Yeah.
How did you do na? Say me go. Remember? Me go. Now say mango. Mango. Now say na. Na. Some people have great difficulty saying the sound. Na. Na. Ka ka ga ga. Now how does it look like romanized? N with a dot on top.
Where is the tongue
touch? Oh, I'm telling you, at the back.
Sure.
Say ka.
Ka.
Does your tongue touch somewhere?
No, at the back.
How can you make the sound without a... Deepak, look at this diagram here. Look at the diagram. Can you see where the number 1 is, right at the back? It's a bit clearer on the second page. Here's a bit bigger, isn't it? The number 1 is there. Ka. At the same place, all these sounds come.
This na is Krishna-na or na-na?
No, this is na. Say mango.
Krishna.
I'll tell you later. I want you to hear. Say mango.
Mango.
Say ng. Mm. Ah, that sound ng.
Mm.
This got nothing to do with Krishna. Okay. 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 Look here. Just say ma, everyone.
Ma.
Say go.
Go.
Ma go.
Ma go.
Something's missing.
Ma.
Say mango. Where did your tongue touch?
The back of the tongue.
At the back. Same place where you say ka.
Ka.
Ka. Ka. Ka. Ga. Ga. Na. 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 Yeah, that na is from the tip of your tongue. Same place. Look at, can you see my tongue? The same movement. What you did for the first four, you do it for the fifth one also. Ka. Ka. Ga. Ga. Na. Ah, very good. Same movement. You do it. No, she, you know what she's saying? Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. Say mango.
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 Now say mang, na.
Mango.
Na. Na. Yeah, na. Na. Come on. Now, na came out. Okay, you go home and practice. You understand the theory. Practice, I can't help you. But, it's look at this, this is the back of my tongue. Ka. What you do is the first four and the fifth one you follow with the same momentum, you know. Good. Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. Don't let your tongue run away by itself. Try again. Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. You remember that I was telling you about that white man in New Zealand? He couldn't say ta, ta, da, da, na. So now you're also experiencing a bit of it. Our tongue has a life of its own. So you have to break through that until your tongue is under. I had a lot of difficulty with it. But you try again, say ma. Mm. Don't move your tongue. Mang. Mm. Keep your tongue there. Now. Na. Can you do it now?
Yeah.
Now? Something like that. It sounded like ga. Not ga. Mm.
How do you write this in Sanskrit?
Like eat with a dot.
Ah.
Ah.
And then
dot. Ah, yes.
Then it's easy.
Ah, now it's easy. Ah, this is cheating. That's what I didn't want. You know, now you say this is easy. Because I want you to learn by hearing and controlling. You understand what I'm saying, Prabhu? You know, others, if you just, we're seeing it. Sankirtan.
Sankirtan.
Very good. So it's at the back. Now, the point is sparsha, you must feel where is it touching so that in future your tongue will go to the correct place at the, when you see the alphabet, it will go to the correct position. First is to the back, ka kha, ga kha, na. Everyone? Ka kha, ga kha, na. Now the roof of your mouth at the top, middle of your tongue contacting, cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. This nya is a little difficult in theory, but don't let the tip of your tongue go, it should be from the middle of your tongue. It's N with a curly thing. Yeah, in Sanskrit it's like that, but in the Romanized it's N with a curly thing on top. Okay? Like jnananjana, you see it there. Pranya, don't worry about it. Just pronounce it very lightly.
The roof of the
middle end roof. Cha, cha, not the tip. You cannot say cha with the tip of your tongue.
Cha.
Can you say cha with the tip of your tongue? Ta, ta, cha. Can't use the tip of your tongue. With the middle of your tongue. Cha.
Yeah. Roof of the
cha.
Roof of the mouth means the top part.
Palate, yeah. It's easy one. Anybody can say cha. Can you say cha?
Cha.
Cha.
Yeah, that's it.
Cha.
Cha. No. Na sounds from the tip. It's also from the middle. Cha, cha, ja, ja. Don't move your tongue. You control your tongue. Same position. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. It's more like a, almost like a ya. Almost like a ya. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. Don't worry about it, it's not important. Whenever you see this end with the curly thing, you just jump over it, go to the next sound. Just pronounce it very lightly, okay? Like Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana. You just directly go to the J. Anjana. You don't go Anjana. It's just A, go to Ja. Anjana. Anjana. Okay? So don't worry about it. This is not important. What is important is the next one. The Ta Ta Da Da Na. Na. On the ridge. The rough line. Okay? I want you to understand it very clearly. Look at the diagram. Everyone see the diagram? Look at number 3 and number 4. Now in between number 3 and number 4 there is something sloping down. Probably it's near the front, the one of the first few, the second sheet or something, right at the beginning.
Second.
Oh, yours is the different set. It's yeah, that one. The second page of the staple, the big bunch. Gift for this devotee. Prabhu, what is your name?
Santosh.
Santosh. Anything else? That should be complete, huh? Sorry. Yeah. So okay, now for consonants, this is the very important one. This group 3 and group 4. Group 3 is actually quite easy to do. Group 4 is a little difficult to do. But what really makes it, what really adds a lot of quality to your Sanskrit pronunciation is not mixing up these two. Don't mix up group 3 with group 4. Group 3, they're all very heavy sounds. They all have a dot under them. All of them have a dot under them. So whenever you see a dot, you should remind yourself, the word dot sounds very heavy, isn't it? Da. Dot. Da. So remember, you see a dot, you say dot. And the tongue, look at it, between 3 and 4, there is a slope there. That slope represents your gums. Do you understand? Your gums. You see, if I put my tongue here, these are my teeth. Now, if I move my tongue in from my teeth, I have my gums here. Smooth and sloping. That is the place your tongue is when you normally relax your tongue. Try close your mouth. Generally, your tongue will touch your gums when you close your mouth. Correct? That is the place your tongue should never be when you're chanting Sanskrit. It should either be inside, beyond the gums where the rough line is. Go deeper in. There's a line there. That is called the cerebra or the ridge. That is where your tongue should be. And all of these have dots on them. Ta. Ha.
Da.
Da. Na.
Na.
Okay, this na is like Purana. Krishna. Just now you're asking, huh? Na. Na. Inside there. And then never on your gums. If there's no dot there, the next step is all the way up to the tip of your tooth here. Bite your tongue on all sides touching. Your tongue is, just now your tongue was like this. Ta ta da da na. Now your tongue is like this. Ta ta da ta. Na. Everyone? Ta, ha, da, da, na. Na. Make your tongue come up till the tip. Not too much, otherwise there'll be showers of blessing. Ta, ta, da, da, na. Okay? So distinguish between these two, don't be lazy. Always your tongue should be here. Except if you see a In South India, how they'll say? Dot. If you see a dot, then you put your tongue inside. Ta-ta-ta-da-na. Ta-ta-da-da-na. And then when I was teaching in South India, they make a mistake, I'll shout at them, day! Whenever they are naughty, then the father will shout at them, day! I don't know what it means, but it's frightening. Okay, so inside, ta-ta-da-da-na. Start again from the back. 1, 2, 3. Ka-ka-ga-ga-na. All of you point so you remember. Point like this. Back, right at the back. Start again. 1, 2, 3. Ka-ka-ga-ga-na. Now here. Cha-cha-ja-ja-nya. Now curl your tongue. Ta-ta-da-da-na. On your teeth. Ta-ta-da-da-na. On the lips. Pa-pa-pa-pa-ma. Very good. And then, leaving out the first step, second position is the roof. You start with ya.
Ya.
Ya. Ya. Then here, ra. On the teeth, la. On the lips, va. Again, ya. Ra. La. Va. Ya. Ra. La. Can you please feel with your tongue? Normally we taste with the tongue. I want you to feel with your tongue. Now again, feel. Close your eyes. Don't look at anything. Just feel where is my tongue touching. Try to become conscious. Starting with ka. 1, 2, 3. Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya. Curl your tongue. Ta, ta, da, da, na. Teeth. Ta, ta, da, da, na. Lips. Pa, 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 ma. Very good. Now, the next thing is, no, not yet, not yet. We haven't, let's try one or two and see. Prabhu, say ka, ka, ga, ga.
Ka, 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 na.
Hey, why na? Your tongue jumped out. You say mango. No. Your tongue is still going up. Never mind. Say Sankirtan. That sound is there. Okay. If you can make, you can make the sound. Just the na. But you never see na. You'll always see this n together with a K or a G. Sangita, Sankirtan. But sa. No, that nya, that is, I think, different, you know. Say it again. Satyam. What did you say?
Satyam sanyayate.
Oh, sanjayate. Sanjayate. No, that is end with a curly thing.
Yeah, that is second one.
That is a different one. Is that a second one? Yeah, this is the. Is it second? Let me, don't get confused. No, this is the second one, you're right. And the first one is this nga. The, like sangam.
There is one more thing.
Yes, probably.
You avidva swarnar. That L.
Oh, yeah, with the bindu.
And then
yes.
Moon kind of thing and God. What is that? How do you...
I honestly can't be too sure. I think it's a very heavy L. You might know, Prabhu. Do you know? It's very heavy L. Do you remember which shloka it is?
It's in the second chapter.
It's in the second chapter, yeah, I remember. I think only one in the whole Bhagavad Gita like that.
Yeah, that is a Vedic thing. I did not find it in
the pronunciation guide. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to continue because we are run time is against us. Now turn to the table, this table. Okay, one more time, we'll start with ka, then the first 25 sounds. Huh? And please note on the left, it says 25 sparshas. It says here 25 sparshas, right? Are you all looking? See? Yeah, 25 sparshas. So see this group of 5 times 5. Now start with ka, we'll all do it together. And be very conscious where your tongue is. One more before that, that's the one, yeah. Prabhu, this table.
Four plus.
A, it's labeled A at the top, near the bank.
Yeah.
Ka, ka, ga, have you got it?
Yeah.
Alright. Now let's all read the first 25 sounds. 1, 2, 3. Ka, ka, ga, gha, na. Cha, cha, ja, jha, nya. Ta, dha, da, dha, na. Ta, dha, da, dha, na. Pa, bha, ba, bha, ma. Not pha, that's Hindi in Sanskrit. Pha. Pa, bha, ba, bha, ma. Alright? Now, after practicing this way, you should try and get it by memory. Every once in a while, you practice just from memory, this 25. Practice your tongue going to the exact correct position. Then after you get this by heart, don't do it at first. After you get this by heart, you try and do it downwards. It's a little difficult. How, if you read it downwards, how? You go from the back to the front. Huh? Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. Try. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. See, it goes from the back to the front. Prabhu, try, you're not trying. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. Ka, cha, ta, ta, pa. And then the next one, breathe deeply, you need a lot of air. Ka, cha, ka, ha, ha. Next one, ga, cha, da, da, ba. Ga, cha, da, da, ga. No. And the last one is very, last one is the best. That's not, no, no. Hey, don't laugh so loudly. Na, nya, na, na, ma. And this one clue, in the Sanskrit, the bindu, the dot, it represents all these five. And you decide which of the five by saying the next consonant. And the next, for example, sa, you can write sa with a bindu and then kirtan. Sam, kirtan. But you won't say sam because the ka is at the back, so you take the back and you go sam, kirtan. So it's quite natural. It always follows the position of your tongue. Sanskrit is a very natural language. But you do this downward one after you have memorized this way. You'll get confused otherwise. Now, we the next row, ya, ra, la, va. And ya, ra, la, va starts with position number 2. Ya, ra, la, va. Now the next one is the 3 S's. Can you see three S's there?
Yes.
Okay. the first one is sha. This sha is like shanti sha. Now please look here. Please look here. This is the roof of my mouth, the palate. Now this is my tongue. I must bring my tongue up as high as possible so I get a very narrow stream of air passing through here. And then the air will bang against my front teeth, the back of my teeth, and come out. So how to check yourself? Check yourself by putting your hand here like this, horizontally. And now push your tongue up as high as possible and say sha. Sha. What you should feel is a very narrow speed stream of air, very high speed coming out and banging this finger here. Very narrow. Push your tongue up. Sha. 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 And how do you push your tongue up? You try doing this. Try saying this English word without breaking the sound. Try say as sharp. And push your tongue up. As sharp. As sharp. You see, when you go from to sh, you push your tongue up, huh? Sha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So this sha, whenever you see S with the mark on top, the mark is up, what do? You push your tongue up. Sha. Sha. Now the other S with the mark below, you bring your tongue down. Now just now your tongue was up here, right? Sha. When you bring your tongue down, what happens? This gap becomes very big. So now the air will come out very slow and very hot. See, all full of hot air.
Sir.
Yes, sir. No, no, no. The heavy S with a dot. Now your tongue comes down. Air comes up. So you put your hand like this. Bring it down. Now say, sha. Sha. Very heavy. Say, purusha. Purusha. Sha. 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 Can you feel the difference? Hot air. Now, sha. Sitting here. Sha. Sha. Tongue is up. Sha. Now, down. Sha. Sha. Who is the snake the Lord lies down on? Which S?
Sha.
There are two. There is She and Sha. This one is which S? And this one is which S?
Yes.
Tell me, just now I told you one your tongue is up, one your tongue is down. Or is it with, or is it sa, sesha? But usually when I ask people to write on the board, we get all types of combinations and permutations, you know. It means everybody's been bluffing for so many years. We say it, but we're not sure which one it is. Now I tell you for sure, the first one is on top and the second one is below, and the first syllable is long. So push your tongue up, put your hand here like this. Now when you have this one on top, there is a bit of a hissing sound, you know, because it's very small, the air is coming out, so like a snake, you know. And the second one, you bring your tongue down. Turn your hand like this. Can you feel it hot? So this one is not hot because it's fast. Your tongue up. Can you feel a tongue moving? Getting tired, isn't it? Usually we don't move our tongue, we're lazy. And the last one, sa. Prasadam or prasadam. Yeah. Sa. But in ISKCON everybody says sha. I think because it's Bengali, is it? Is it in Bengali they say prasadam? But it's not prasadam, huh? In Sanskrit it's prasadam. So whatever.
In Hindi also they say prasadam.
Oh, they do, huh? Prasad. They say sha. Yeah. But Hindi a lot of things are changed. Like even they'll say Narayan. But it's not Narayana, it is Narayana. Nara. But in Hindi they write Ra short. Isn't it? Narayana. How do they write it in Hindi? I don't know.
Yo etad daksharam gargi vidhitvasvan mal lokat prayasatam.
Right. And this also appears in one of the shlokas of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhu.
Yeah.
In one, I forgot where.
Here is the initial section.
Thank you. start again from the top. Ka. 1, 2, 3. Ka kha ga gha na cha cha ja cha nya ta dha da dha na ta dha da dha na ta dha ba dha ma. Who said fa? You.
Hindi one.
Ah, not Hindi, Hindi pa. This is pa. Patram pushpam halam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. So, who can tell me what is the difference between the first ka and the second ka?
It's not phalam. It's
not phalam.
Phalam.
Phalam, yes. Correct. But look at the top ka, kha. Many people don't know and they think it is short and long, you know. Ka, ka, ga, ga. It's not like that. What is the difference between the first ka and the second ka?
Stressing.
You can say stressing. Can you explain a little more? I give you a simple idea.
Give a break. That's what you told.
Not exactly. Did I say give a break?
Yeah, pause.
No, that was when you have a double consonant. Like sanni yam yendra.
That is also, yeah.
Yeah, different. Okay, now look, all of you, put your hand in front of your mouth. Say, listen, I'm going to make 5 sounds. You repeat after me, yeah? Ah, ha, hand here, please. Can you see 2 sounds? Ha, alright? With hot air coming out. Now put your hand here. You know where this hole is? Just below. This muscle should move. Everyone? 5 sounds, please. 1, 2, 3. So these 2 ha, okay? Now it should be ka kha ga gha na. This muscle must move for the second and fourth one. Ka kha ga gha na. Put your hand here, see if the air is coming out. Ka kha ga gha na. Most of us are quite lazy here, it doesn't come out. So we say Bhagavad Gita.
What is the difference between
kha, yes,
and double ha, double k?
Oh, no, double K,
double
you mean?
Double K means in the sense that ka, ka,
Two K's.
Yeah, two K's.
No, that one, like any double consonant, like earlier on, Sanniyam Yendriyagamam is one N. Two N's will be Sanniyam.
So, Na doesn't have Na. So,
yeah.
For ka, it is there.
Yeah.
So, how do you... What
double K.
Double K and then
stop
ka.
And start again.
There is a difference in that.
Yeah. There must, single K and double K. In Sanskrit, everything must have a difference. There is no ambiguity.
We cannot use one for the other. Means,
oh, in what sense, Prabhu? Example?
Say, for example, khana.
Oh, this ka and ka.
Instead of this ka, can I use ka plus ka?
Oh, no, not really. Oh, you mean half ka and half?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in a sense, you could, as long as the end result is the same phonetically. The sound must be correct.
But
you
is
know?
There any the phonetic difference in these two?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. Because that's my experience. You're making the sound ka. It is ik and ha, actually. If you say k and ha. And ha. You know? Now, some people have difficulty. Let's try. You say the first ka, gha, 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 nga. I won't jump at your nga, so don't worry. Okay. In Hindi, they usually say ka, ka. But I don't know where this ka comes from. The a is an English sound. It is not, you don't say ka, you say karana. Ka. The sound is ka. Sarva karana karanam. Isn't it? So say ka. It is a sound, not a. There is no a in Sanskrit.
This is from Pango Nanga again. Pango.
Then nga. Now I've given up on his nga. I'm not sick. You know, let him try later. I'm now trying to get you the ka and ka, that difference. Because generally we are not very distinct in the difference. We lazily say Bhagavad Gita. It's not Bhagavad Gita, it's Bhagavad Gita. Bha. Alright? Prabhu, say ka, ka, ga, ga, nga. Not ka, ka. Not ka, ka, ka. Say karana.
Ka.
No, don't read. You're reading and getting confused with your all the. It is ka, ka, ga. Okay. Now some people.
Ka, ka, ga, ga, ga.
I'm getting confused. It's tough. Rashid, you try. Ka, ga, 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 nga. No, not really. Yeah. Okay, so some people will have difficulty with this. So I found out a cheating way how to get it right. Make it very easy. Alright? Now all of you keep your hand in front of your mouth. Just now I told you, a, ha, a, ha, a. Try it. A, ha, a, ha, a. Then I'm going to say, ka, ka, ga, gha, na. You try it? Still some people have difficulty. How do I make this air come up? When it's ha, it's easy. But when it's gha, it's hard. Two ways. One is you look at this word, dig, and then hard. Dig, hard. Dig, hard. Join it together. Dig, hard. Dig, hard. Pause it. Dig, hard. Make the muscle move. This is still a little difficult. And a very easy, completely cheating way, which if any Sanskrit scholar hears, you'll get angry, but it works. So they say, phalena parichiyate, right? If you get the result, doesn't matter how you reached it. So you do it this way, you say, a, then you don't say ha, now you say, aha. Okay, so now five sounds, watch carefully. A, aha, a, aha, a. Everyone?
Aha, 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 aha.
Again, feel the hot air. 1, 2, 3. Now you cheat and you say ka ka ha ga ga ha na. Try it.
Ka ka
ga ga ha na. Can you feel the hot air now 2 times? Try again. 1, 2, 3.
Ka ka ga ga ha na.
So you're instead of ka, you are saying ka ha. 2 sounds. But as you speed up and speed up, it will become okay. Try it. Ka, kaha, ga, gaha, na. Faster. Ka, kaha, ga, gaha, na. Faster. Ka, kaha, ga, gaha, na. Eventually it will become one sound, not two. But the point is this muscle has to get practice of moving. So when you practice, one of the days when you practice, you see all the H's, K, H, C, H, J, H, C, and put your hand in front and make sure that it comes out. Let's try it out with chapter 12, the exercise that you have done. In fact, you turn, I've already done a little bit of homework for you. Turn to the page number 5. In the page number 5, in the first column, no, in the, oh, I didn't mark it, did I? Oh, I did. Yeah, in the third column on page 5, most of the H's, the aspirated consonants are in capital H. You see the third line, bhaktas, can you see it? You see the H is, I put it as a capital H, right? So can you just underline that? Underline the H only, yeah? So you see the difference between not bhaktas but bhaktas. Have you got it? Where's the next one? Shri Bhagavan. Underline it with, you can put a double, you know, two lines. Bha. Then the next one? Shraddha. Are you with me? Shraddha. Do you know, have you got it? Is it correct? Shraddha. Yeah. The third line of the second line, Shraddhaya. Dha. And then the next one will be? Yes, the third verse, last line, there are two. Kutastham. Kutastham and Dhruvam. And then the next verse, Buddhaya. Buddha, the H. You see wherever there's H there. And the last line, Bhuta. And then the next verse, Klesha, Adhi. The Adhi, DH. I put the H capital there. Adhi, Kataras. And then Avyakta, Dukham. And then the next one, Dehavad, Bhir. BH. And the last line, Dhyayanta. Okay. Now see the first verse. We'll read from the top. Arjuna Uvacha. And please stress the Bha. Bhaktas, you can cheat and say Baha. If you have difficulty, say Baha. But say it very fast, okay? Arjuna Uvacha Evam Satata Yuttaye Bhaktas Tvam Paryupasate Ye Chapyakaramam Vyaktam Esham Deyoga Vittamahan Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Veshyamano Yemam Nitya Yukta Upasate Shraddhaya Parayopeta Teme Yukta Tamamata Yetva Karam Nirdesham Avyaktam Parayupasate Sarvatra Gama Chintyam Cha Kutastham Achalam Dhruvam Sanniyam Yendriyagramam Sarvatra Samabuddhayah Te Prapnubanti Mameva Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha Kresho Abhita Tarastesham Avyakta Satate Tasam Avyakta Higatir Dukham Deha Padhiramapyate Yetu Sarvani Karmani Nayi Sanyasya Matparaha Ananyena Eva Yogena Mabhyayanta Upasade. Very nice. Now turn to page marked 7. The top of page 7, exercise 3, use a pencil to add in 7 shape marks for all the long vowels in each verse of this Brahma Samhita. Now, add in the curves underneath to break each line up syllable by syllable, and then check your results by counting how many. You must get exactly 14 vowels per line. Now the rule for drawing in the circles underneath is, number one, each circle must have one vowel only, not two vowels, not zero vowels, only one vowel. Next rule, don't cross the seven. Wherever there is a seven, you must stop the sound there. Like, did I tell you about Lord Shiva? Have you heard or not? So I don't know who this is. Many Westerners, yeah. So once I was this, the Prabhu who is in charge of deity worship, you know, he was giving a very nice class on Bhagavatam in the Sydney temple. But Lord Shiva, I was thinking, yo, Lord Shiva will get angry. Because he gets angry very easily. Don't know, but he's very merciful to Westerners, you know. So I thought that now I must put my skill to test. How can I teach this person without offending him? Because he's a very senior devotee. So then I had an idea suddenly, you know. Just like that white devotee, he was saying, Prabhu is not natural. He said, this, that, the other, if you can't say that, then he laughed, you know. So this devotee was cracking myself. After the class, I was waiting. When nobody was around, I went and caught him. Hey, Prabhu, can I talk to you? He said, yes. So Prabhu, your class is very, very nice, you know. But if you don't mind, I found a way that I can teach Westerners how to correct themselves when they make a mistake of the pronunciation. He said, oh, sounds interesting. I said, in theory, we all know what is short, what is long. But in practice wise, many Westerners, their hearing is not yet up to the mark. But I found out something, that in your own language, if somebody makes the word wrongly pronounced, you can tell it whether it's short or long. But when it's in a language you don't know, you can get away with murder. If an Indian fellow says Lord Shiva, you'll get very angry. Isn't it? If a white fellow says it, oh, how wonderful. That's why Prabhupada said, I must bring some white elephants too. Dancing white elephants. So then, I said, I can show you how you can self-correct. Because if somebody sits there and tells you this is right, this is wrong, this is right, it's terrible. Unless the fellow is your disciple, he came to learn from you, then you can use your teacher's authority and correct. But this person, obviously, especially older than you, what can you teach, you know, what can you say? So then I said, you see, it's like this. So what is this? In English. Chin, very good. What is this? Shin. Yeah. So I told him this is a short A with a ch in front and a n behind. So you join it together, you get ch and E becomes chi. Chi with the n becomes chin. Remember, you join both together. I said, and what if I said chin? You think I might be an Italian? Hare Krishna. Spaghetti. Because in Italy, I was trying to imitate Italian accent, and one of my friends said, no, you don't understand. I said, tell me the secret formula. You know what's the secret formula? Every word, the second last, that means the last but one syllable must be long. So my god brother, his name is Chandrapati, but nobody calls him Chandrapati. Everybody calls him Chandrapati.
Spaghetti.
many of the syllables become long, you know. So if I say chin, it sounds ridiculous. And if I say sheen, it also sounds very funny.
There's a pain in the
shin. Oh, my sheen. Okay, but you never say chin, you say chin. So I told him the same way, it's not Lord Shiva. It is short. So you join the sha with the va, you get shiv. Lord Shiva. In North India they say Shiv, right? But in Sanskrit it's Shiva. But the Shi and Va joined together, Shiva. Shiv. So then he said it correctly. But with this formula, you can apply it again and again. So you see, the point I'm trying to make is, when it is a word that you know in your language, in your mother tongue, very quickly you can hear the slightest difference. But when it's a language we don't know, but this method, even though you don't know, you can deduce whether it's correct or not. What is the correct way to say it?
Prabhupada.
Prabhu. B-H. Pada. Pada. Prabhupada. Pa is long. And da is on the teeth. Da. Prabhupada. And his full name? Yes, it's Abhay. Abhay. Ah, B-H. Abhaya Chara Naravinda. Sorry. Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Nama Om. I was curious, how come the front glass there, Namah with an edge there? They put Namah Om Vishnu on the glass right in the front of the building.
There's no God edge and
God. It shouldn't be there. I think when you break it up word by word, it may be there.
May be there.
But in the shloka, Namah and with O,
by Sandhi
it's not there. I think so, you know. Because in our songbook, it's not there. So, Namah, Nahya, Namah, O is long. Om Vishnu in Sanna, Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya. This is not Preshthaya, T dot H. Tatha, that one. Preshthaya Bhutale. Long, short, long. Bhutale. Then Sha. Shrimate, not Shrimati, feminine. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta, not Vedanta, Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Very nice. Okay, the first line here. We should have 14 syllables. First is, let's go around this way. Mataji, what is the first sound? Sorry, this one, this page. Page 7. Huh? Page 7, everybody's there. What is the first sound, Mataji? No, here. 531. Long. Prabhuji?
Oh.
No, the syllable. Ah, then?
La.
Lo. Syllable, not vowel. You were doing vowel. The other day we did vowel. Now we're doing syllable. Syllable. Shabda, in other words. Ah. Lo. 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 Yes, and what is your name? Your name?
Santosh.
How do you say it again?
Santosh.
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 Santosh. Okay, Santosh. Wait. Lo. La.
You pronounce your name properly.
Santosh.
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 We can't hear.
Santosh.
Second. It's not. Never mind. Don't worry. Krishna will help you. Wait. Ah, lo, la, then. Chan. 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 See, Chan. Rashid?
Dra.
Deepak? No, he finished already, isn't it? Ah, lo, la. He did la. Chan, Dra. Ka. Very good. After la? Vanamali Prabhu? Va. Mataji? Na.
Ma.
Long. Ma.
Lia.
Very good. Lia.
Va.
No, it's short. Vam. Vam.
Vam.
Very good. Vam. No. He said Vam. Now, which S is this? See the mark on top? S with the mark on top? Tongue goes up. No, tongue goes up. She. Yes, she. Very good. Deepak? Rat.
Rat.
Long. Nah, your favorite sound. No, unga. Unga. And my turn, the, dam. Mataji?
Pra.
Yes. Kamal Prabhu?
Na.
Yes. Na.
Ya.
Yeah, very good. Santosh?
K.
Long, huh? K. Rashid? Short. Li. Yes. Very good.
La.
Long. La. La.
La.
He said, no, yours is ka, isn't it? You said la. Then Vanamali?
Vi.
Vi. My turn. La
Sam.
Sam, very good. Okay, enough of this. We're running out of time. Turn to the next page. Exercise 4. After a week of doing exercise 2, continue the exercise and this time play the practice tape or CD and follow along. Now simultaneously try to keep rhythm or keep timing with one hand as you recite. So one hand you're reading and one hand you try and keep timing. See if you can do it. And what do you do? If you get stuck, if you can't do it, you can say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and you listen, the tape is playing, you know. So it will subconsciously program you. Even though you don't say the word, you just keep timing. And you listen, you can say 1, 2, 3. Even playing kartas, you go, if you cannot sing and play, then you just sing 1, 2, 3. Let's try it. Say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Sing Hare Krishna. Okay, you see how it fits in automatically? Okay, stop that. Now, if you fumble and get confused, then stop reciting, but don't stop the rhythm. When you're trying to do both together, if you get stuck, don't stop the rhythm, stop the chanting. Because the rhythm is the life of the mantra. Keep the rhythm going. Then it's give priority to the rhythm. When you're trying to do both, one starts going funny, stop the singing, keep the rhythm going. Then later again try and bring back the singing. That's how you learn. Then you become steady. Slowly try to continue chanting once you become steady and then comfortable with the rhythm again. Eventually both will come together automatically. Be patient. Then you can vary the speed freely. But remember, always give priority to the rhythm rather than to pronunciation. If you want to polish your pronunciation, then just do it as in exercise 2 and don't worry about the timing. Learn the two skills separately. Later they will combine naturally. While you're fumbling with timing, don't worry about where's your tongue and this and that. If you want to worry about your pronunciation, just forget about the rhythm altogether and look at your tongue. And the next one is this, Prabhupada, some quotation from Prabhupada. You can read it when you go home. Prabhupada said, you know, you must sing it like a song. So a song has rhythm, and that's why we play kartals and vrdanga and all. It's very enjoyable to sing Brahma Samhita and any shloka. Next page. This is the last part. Exercise 5. This is what I call balloons. Step 1 and step 2. Step 1. Look for every word which begins with a vowel. And then after you find the word beginning with a vowel, step 2. If the preceding means before. If the preceding letter is a consonant, then add in a balloon. What does that mean? Now keep this page here and at the same time open the page where you did your exercise, chapter 12, you know, page 2, the written exercise that you had done. Don't lose this page, huh? Keep this page and open the written exercise. Now what is step 1? Look for every word which begins with a vowel. Do you all know what vowels are? Can you repeat all the vowels? 1, 2, 3. A, E, I, O, R, L, L. Okay. Don't say R, yeah? Just R. In Hindi they say R, I don't know why, but it's not pronounced R. It is just R, a short rolling of tongue. R, R. Okay. Krishna. You don't say Krishna. It's not R, it's R. That is Bengali, I think Oriya. Gujarati also, you're right. Yes, Gujarati.
Krishna.
In Sanskrit, as far as I have learned, R, Krishna.
Krishna.
Yeah, Krishna.
Krishna.
Yeah.
But
na.
Na. Na.
Short one. Yeah, and if you make it long, Krishna, that is Draupadi's name. That is feminine form.
Krishna.
Na, then it's feminine. Krishna. Short. Krishna. And in Oriya, they'll say Krishna. And I think Bengali, do they also pronounce it as Krishna?
No.
Krishna, oh no, you're right. They don't say ah, they say oh. I was surprised, you know, I was thinking how this is, you know. Then I remember I was staying in the Bhubaneswar temple that time just before the deities were installed, you know, the temple was almost ready. And there were a lot of these workers around the temple. There was one cute little boy, you know, a small fellow, about 2 years old, I think, 2.5 years old, or maybe 3 years old, wearing tilak and running around. And I tried for many days. Every time I see him, I say, Jai Jagannath Swami Ki. And then the boy will raise his hands and he'll say, Joy. I tried to make him say Jai, but I couldn't. Joy. So, yeah, and Bengali also, oh, they say, you know. But ah, they'll say long. They say, oh, ah. Where is it? What was I? I was going to say something. Yeah, I was asking you, are you Gujarati? Oh, you're not. Oh, Marathi. But Gujaratis don't say Ru for Krishna, do they? Hare Krishna. Yeah, we're going to the balloons. No, but what I'm saying is, but I think in the Oriya language, they actually, you can hear them say Krishna. I don't know. But anyway, now keeping this balloon here, this exercise 5, the first step is look for a verb which begins with a vowel. Now, chapter 12, verse 1, the first line is Arjuna Uvacha. Don't lose the page, please, you've got to turn back to it. Keep the two pages handy. So, which is the first word where you find the word starting with a vowel? Ah, not A, A is wrong, Arjuna. The word Arjuna starts with a vowel, am I right? Okay, now, the step 2, if the preceding letter is a consonant, what is the definition of consonant?
Anything
other than a vowel. So, in this case, Arjuna, is there anything before the Arjuna?
No,
right? It's the first letter in the word, so this rule doesn't apply. So, now go to the next word. Which is the next word which starts with a vowel? No.
Yeah.
Uvacha. Uvacha starts with a vowel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
U is the vowel. Now again, ask yourself, is the preceding letter a consonant? What is the preceding letter? What letter appears before the U?
No.
Arjuna, U. Arjuna. It is a. The sound is just the immediate alphabet. You see that A only. It's a vowel. It's not a consonant.
Oh,
so,
what is it then? Na.
No, just look at the A only. The previous alphabet, the vowel, the sound.
Arjuna Uvacha. Before U is Na.
Yes. But never mind about Na. Just look at the alphabet that is there. Just look. Because this is in Romanized. In Romanized, each and every consonant and vowel can be seen. In Devanagari, you can't see the A. If you look here, you can see A, isn't it? The previous, yeah. Don't say A, say A. Right? A is in English, right? This is A, okay? So now that A is not a consonant, correct? It's not. So the rule is not satisfied. Correct? We are looking for 2 steps. Step 1, it must start with a vowel. And step 2, the previous letter should be a consonant. Now, what is the next one? Next one is Avam. Does Avam have a consonant before it? No, again. Okay, keep going. Where do you find the next word starting with a vowel? No, Aksharam. Where is Sa? Sa is consonant S one. Sa. Ye, Cha, Pi, Aksharam. Don't you see that? Are you all lost? I need a blackboard.
Before A there is...
Slowly, one step at a time. Are you all confused or what? Next time don't have a class without a blackboard. It's very frustrating. Aksharam starts with a vowel, yes?
Aksharam starts with a vowel.
Yes.
What is the first step? Step 1, look for a word which begins with a vowel. Okay, have you found that word Aksharam? Does it begin with a vowel?
Yes.
Step 2, is there a consonant before it?
Yeah.
The letter Y is there. And the P also can join together. So, what? Look here. P and Y are there and then Aksharam is there. A-K-S, right? So what you do, you draw half a circle here and half a circle there on top of it. Join it together.
Sandhi.
Yeah, Sandhi.
I was like, why it is being taught here?
So wherever there is a word starting with a vowel and the previous one is not a vowel, you have a happy marriage, you join them together. And you should put in these balloons first, then later on, when you break the circles, you follow it accordingly. Now what's the next one? The very next word is, what is the next word? Ye cha pya kshara avyaktam. Does avyaktam start with a vowel?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there a consonant before that a?
Yes,
ma. So you can join now with M, A and V. Mav. Can you draw a circle on the top and a circle below? Half circle top, half circle below. Okay? Mav. Having done that, now when you break underneath, you'll go Ye. And then Cha. There's a 7, you break there. And the next sound will be Pia. Don't, you should not say Ye, Cha, Pi, Aksharam. Then you'll get 9 sounds. You'll get 9 sounds wrong. So ye cha pya. Seva Prabhu, Sevarati Prabhu, just check. See, can you show him what we are doing? Ye cha pya cha ra mav. M-A-V, mav yak tam. Okay, who can find the next case? The next one where you find a word starting with a vowel. Very good. Uvacha. Have you all found it?
Yeah.
Chapter verse 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Now, does that Uvacha have a consonant before it?
No.
Yes. Yes, the N. So you join that N with the U. You draw a circle below and a circle on top. Alright. Now, the next one will be...
The poet, but in the Bhagavad it is written Bhagavan.
Yeah.
Separate,
right. It doesn't matter, but it joins together naturally.
It doesn't form, it is not a part of the poetry. It is a part of prose.
Prose, so it's written in a different prose format. Yeah, you may be right. But it doesn't matter. When you pronounce it Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
But in
yes?
Hindi it's written Nu Uvacha.
In Hindi, in Sanskrit it's written Nu. I think so, yeah, I believe so. That's why when you said it, I was a bit surprised. This is what 12.2, it's here, the book is in front of me, I can just check. It is written Nu, I believe, you know. In the word by word, it will be separate. Together. Yeah, it's together. It's one word. Shri Bhagavanuvacha. The whole thing is one word. Alright. Now, and then the next one was Mai Ya Veshya, that Ya is there. In the next case, Nitya Yukta Upasate, in that case it doesn't apply. Upasate, why? Because it's a vowel and the letter before it is also a vowel. And two vowels together don't make a happy marriage. You need one vowel and a consonant. And some students get very expert, you know. They'll find a vowel this side and a consonant that side and join it. It's not true. It should be always... You know, the word is starting the vowel and the previous one is gone. Remember this word? Did we do it here? Yes. What is this word in English?
It.
What is this word?
Is.
Everybody say these two words together.
It is.
This is the same Sandhi rule, isn't it? It is. Because this is a vowel and this is a consonant, they automatically get joined together. When I speak, if I break, every word you think I'm a recorded machine, correct? So when we speak a sentence, all the words automatically join together. So just now this rule seems a bit confusing, which is a vowel, which is a consonant, but the shortcut is join all the words together, you don't have a problem.
It's a huge science of those signs.
Correct. No, but in Romanized version it's very easy, you just ignore the gaps, read everything together, it will come automatically.
So if you join everything together,
just join it, it'll be correct, no problem.
So
you
won't have pronunciation
problem. No problem. And remember the Y, whenever you see the Y is not a consonant. Y must always join with the next letter. But in Romanized version it's very simple. Just join everything. You won't go wrong. Believe me.
You don't have problem checking
words. Nothing. And this is superior to that. You know why? Because here, like you see, Shri Bhagavan Vacha is one long word. You don't know how it is. Here you can have the benefit of both. You can see the word plus you can just join the whole thing together. Because if you look in the Devanagari, you have to be a pandit to figure out which is the word, where to break. But in the Romanized one, you can have the best of both worlds. You can join Nuvacha, Shri Bhagavan Nuvacha, and at the same time you can see the individual words. It's not possible to do that in Sanskrit. So this really Krishna has made for Kali Yuga people, you know. Really. Those Panditjis, they couldn't believe. When they put Devanagari, I can barely read it, you know. But when they're reading the Romanized, I can sing the whole Bhagavad Gita freely and play Kartala. They're wondering, they can't do both also. No practice maybe. But the fact is, it's much easier. And you know, visually also, you just can't see. When you have a combined consonant together in Sanskrit, you must have a magnifying glass nearby. Yeah. Isn't it true? It's just impossible to even see what is it. All you see is one black spot there.
There is one word with many sandhis.
Murdhnya.
Murdhnya.
You write it in Sanskrit, it's so long, you know, and you don't know which one is joined where. But in Romanized, you know what the difference? In Sanskrit, every time you have a consonant joined with another, you cut it in half and join. Cut in half. And sometimes they put 1, 2, 3 and then squeeze them together like this. Yeah. Right? But in Romanized, you know how it is? You start with two. You start, for example, K-A-K. So when you cut in half, you remove the A, but the K is complete. You don't cut the K in half.
There's one word for writing for three lines.
One single word ran for three lines. Good Lord.
It has got 26 sandhis.
Phew. Goodness. All glories to Madhvacharya. Unbelievable.
The biggest word. And it's all combination. 26 sandhis in the
page. Imagine how clever he was, you know. Now, so this rule, don't worry about it. It's called the balloon rule. But if you just keep joining everything together, ignore the gaps, then you won't make a mistake. So for example, like this line, 12.10, you go, draw the circle in, a, bhya, se, pya. Ignore the gap, just pya. Sa, mar, tho, asi. Okay, and because most of my students are so lazy, they never do their homework. Maybe if we charge them $1,000 each, then they will do it. In a book, all of it is already done, marked out in red. So whatever is red here and underlined is automatically joined together. It's quite easy to see. You can just pass it around and let them just have a look and see what it is. But don't worry about this rule, because you've just joined everything together. Now let's get back to the exercise. There's one or two more things to tie up. It's 9 o'clock now, I'll just take about 10-15 minutes more. Exercise 5, we finished. Huh? Step 1, look for a word which begins with a vowel. Everyone turn to page 9 please. Exercise 5, read loudly. Step 1, Prabhuji, you can come and get some of the notes here.
I don't know Sanskrit.
I also don't know Sanskrit.
We are all going to learn naked voices.
No, don't worry. Yeah, then you've got a complete set there. It's all in English. Page 9. Step 1. Look for every word. Read loudly. Look for every word which begins with a vowel. Step 2. If the preceding letter is a consonant, then add in a balloon. Mataji, why are you not reading? Exercise 5. Example. Ye, cha, pya, cha, ra, mav, ya, tan. This, you know, because of the computer printing problem, the two circles moved a bit to the left. So it should have been Pya Mav, M-A-V, you know. That circle is a bit out of place. M-A-V is where it should be. And when you do it, you don't have to do the circle. Just do half circle below, half on top. Because when you do circle all the way through, it becomes very messy, unless your fonts are very large, you know. Next, having understood this principle, you can identify the situation easily by simply joining all the words together in your mind. Or in other words, learn to ignore all the gaps between the words. It is quite natural whenever the situation arises, just as in spoken English we naturally say, it is, instead of reading, it is. Exercise 6. Step 1, look for every line which ends with a letter, H dot. And step 2, write within brackets the vowel which is just before the H dot. Do not add it in if the H dot is not at the end of a line. Example, M-A-H dot, Maha. M, long A, H dot, Maha. Mai hi. Mo ho. What is okay, keep your finger on this page. Turn again to the written exercise that you have done at the beginning on page 2, chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita, the page number 2. I think it's the 4th or 5th page on the front. We are looking for words with end with a edge dot. Tesham, okay, the last line of 12.1. Everybody read it. Tesham ke yoga vitta vitta ma ha. You have to add in the short ha there. If this ma was short ma, then what will the sound be? Tesham ke yoga vitta vitta. Yes, correct. Vitta maha. Vitta maha. If it's short. But it's not short, it's long. So you go Vitta maha. And this you see all, okay, now all you do is you run your eye down this one and see how many lines end with the edge dot. You only need to look at the last letter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 altogether, right? Have you got 5?
Yeah.
So, please do that. For all the 5, you just open brackets, add the previous letter, repeat. Here, and here. Do you have 5? Ask, check Rashid. Sorry Prabhu, we are neglecting you. You came in a little late, so it's a bit hard. You can sit near him, you can see what he's doing. What you have to do is open brackets and write the previous letter here. See the example. The example is very clear. Just now, page 9. You have to open brackets and add in the alphabet. The alphabet before the edge. Yeah. Yes. If it's E, then you add in E. If it's O, you add in O. Have you done it? You got it. Are you lost? The example is here. Whatever letter is there before the edge dot, you add in that same letter. M A H dot, what do? You add a A. If it's O, you add an O.
Long A H dot.
This is really difficult without a board. Look here, all of you. M A H dot. I must take this letter and put it in here, that's all.
And if a long A is there before edge dot?
Same. But the sound is different.
Okay.
If it's M, I, H dot, what do I write here? You put open brackets, close brackets. Take this letter, put it here. Got it? You repeat. Whatever letter is here, repeat it in after. So there are about 5 in the first column, right? The rest you can do yourself later. Did the book go around just now? Oh, it didn't. Oh, it came back. Never mind, it doesn't matter. So in the book you can see this is added in at the end in brackets. Now, there may be one question about that, but I'll tell you later. I just want to finish off this quickly. Page 9. Just now we stopped here. Maha, ma, maha, moho, right? The next example. Tata. Shankhas chadheryascha panavanaka gomukhaha. So note, add in the previous vowel, example the a, only if the edge dot appears at the end of the line, not otherwise. Therefore, we do not add it in after the word tata. You see tata, there is an edge dot there, but it's not at the end of the line. So what happens when you break it out word by word, then you say tataha. Tataha. And the next word will be what? Shankhas. Shankhas. But this edge dot, when it's in the middle there, tata followed by shankhas. Tata followed by shang. Now because that edge dot is there, there is a... Sorry. had a little surgery here 2 days ago. Tatta. Listen to this, huh? Tatta shankas. You can hear the H because of the break in the sound. If the H is not there, it will join with the S. You get tatash. Tatta shankas. Tatta shankas. Tatta shankas. But here it's there, so you tatta shankas. So you don't need to say tatta shankas. It can be heard. But when it's at the end of the line, go mukha, that last can't be heard. To make it heard, you repeat the sound. Go mukha ha. You get it? When it's in the middle, you break the sound and the air comes out. Tatta. Everyone say tatta shankas. Tatta shankas. And if you drop out the H, supposing tata shankas, then the ta joins with the sha, tata shankas. When the H dot is there, tata shankas. Can you hear the difference? Alright. Now next one, exercise 7. Draw in curves below each line, breaking into sound syllable by syllable. You already tried doing this. Right? Note well, be conscious, never break across a 7 mark. And also avoid splitting the combined consonants like KS dot A, cha, kshatriya, kshatriya. It's from the back of your throat, cha. Like the Bengalis say ka. Prabhupada used to say kshatriya, ka, kshatriya. I don't know. I guess, but cha. We generally won't break there. Like, you see the word rakshasa. You don't say rakshasa. It is rakshasa. That cha joins together as one character. But even if you do break it, it doesn't really matter. But somebody who is very fine in his Sanskrit, he will notice if you pronounce that K. It should not be pronounced like that. This is getting painful. For example, let's find a cha. Who can find a cha in chapter 12? I think there may be only one. Ah, I found it. 12.3, first line. 12.3, first line. Ye, first sound ye, one by one, ye, the next one, twa, we must join, right? You might think, shall I join twak, twa or twak, you look at it, is it TVA or TVAK? In a sense, yeah, it should be TVA, because you don't want to break the K and the S dot, K and S are, they belong together, cha. But if you did break it also, not too bad, you can get away with it, no? Ye twak sharam, ye twak, because the cha is a combination of ka and sha. But somebody who is quite expert in Sanskrit, he will not like to hear the ka sound at all. So you look at me, when I say yetvak sharam, if you hear the ka, it's actually not very correct according to Sanskrit. It should be yetvak sharam. You just jump over the K. You don't pronounce the K. Yetvak sharam. Yetvak sharam. You don't actually say yetvak sharam. But if you do say it, it's a refinement. It's not really a mistake. Okay, we've kind of finished everything. The main thing is your practice now. And the practice must go written practice, at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes, followed by chanting practice, 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And when you chant, don't do 2 or 3 things at a time. Just practice one thing at a time. Okay? Please try and do it. It's very, very effective. As you break it up, you will get more and more questions. It's a pity, I think none of you found the time to actually try and sit and break it up. But do it, and it's a very interesting. And after you've done it yourself, then when you actually sing it, you really enjoy it more. Because you're actually visualizing each and every sound. And believe me, that process of breaking it is the same process that goes on in the mind of a person who is writing in Devanagari. Writing in Sanskrit, the same process. But now you just become more conscious when you say where to place your tongue. What are all the vowels? 1, 2, 3. Vowels. A, E, I, O, R, L, L. Remember in 3 groups. First, A, E, I, O, U. First group. Then those 4 fellows without line on top. A, I, O, R. Then those... R, r, l, l. Finish. Consonants. 1, 2, 3. Let's say the cheating way. What's the cheating way? Ka, ka, ha, ga, ga. Put your hand here. 1, 2, 3. ka ka ha ga ga ha na cha cha ha ja ja ha nya ta ta ha da da ha na ta ta ha da da ha na pa pa ha ba ba ha ma. When you remember back to front, you won't get confused. Next, ya ra la va, ya ra la va. Then the three stars. This one, sha, turn up. Then down, sha, and then simple, sa, sa. Very late. I will get into trouble with the security guard if I go back too late. Very interesting. The next page. Some of you stayed back here yesterday and asked me, hey Prabhu, how to sing the long verse? You asked. Deepak asked that question. Karpanya. The sure. You see, this is a shortcut. In Bhagavad Gita, if you open to any shloka, you'll see. If you see two lines, can you see here? Two lines in Sanskrit. I'm not talking about the Romanized. In Devanagari, if there are two lines, it means there are eight syllables in every line. On the other hand, if you open to a verse where you see four lines, yeah, like Sarvasya Chaha.
VPL means?
Vowels per line. Ah, here. If you see four lines here in Devanagari, it means there are 11 syllables in every line. But in Romanized, you can't tell because Romanized all have got four. Okay, but in the Devanagari, you can see if it's four, there's a change. And in the book that we printed, we put a warning there, meter changes. So it warns you. And there is one very famous meter for this, but it's a two beat, and that is the one. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. See, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murari. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Jivvepi Basvamritameta Deva Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. This is a nice tune, but I don't like using it for Bhagavad Gita. It works. Sarvasya Chaham Hrdi Sannidhito Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. You know why? Because then when you go to the 8 beat, that is a 3 beat. So many people will be completely confused. So what do? We sing this with the 3 beat also. So who, you remember which is the 3 beat with 11 vowels on every line? Samsara Dava Nalalida Gokanam Tranaya Sarvasya Chaham Hrdi Sannivishto Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha Vedaischa Sarvairahameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham Karpanya Dosho Pahata Sabhava Nishchitam Bruhitam Me Shishyatyaham Sadhi Maam Tvaprapannam Sarvadharman Parityajya Maamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Sarva Pate So you see this from 11 to 8, you can easily change without fumbling. You get it? Because both are 3 beat. That's all. And here, once you learn some sample tunes like this, you just remember one verse with that tune. Then whenever you count in the Bhagavatam, you find the same number of vowels and you try this tune and you can 14 is usually like the Govindam Adi Purusham. How I sing it with the 3 beat, that day we did right. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajame Govindam Adi Purushantam Aham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purushantam Aham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purushantam Aham Bhajami. And then the just now we did Om Pardaya Pratibodhit. That same tune you can use here. 19 also. Janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratas. I'll slow down, okay? Janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratas. Charteshva vidnya. Don't say shu. Don't say shu. Charteshva.
Charteshva.
Shva, yeah. By itself, the word is charteshu. But this is, U has become a V. So, charteshva. It joins shva, bidnya. Shva, okay? Just like morning we sing, what is that? Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam. And then I said, nashta prayeshva. Not nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Then you get 9 syllables. Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu. Shva. When it's joined, sandhi is there. The U becomes the V. When you break it up word by word, it's prayeshu. Okay? Prayeshva bhadreshu. So again, janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratash charteshva vidnyaswarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye Mohyanti Yatsurayah Tejo Vari Mardam Yathavini Mayo Yatra Vitra Targo Amrita. Clap. Tam Nasena Sadhani Rasta Kuhakam Satyam Parandhi. So this business of singing and keeping timing makes even long verses like this very difficult. All you need to remember is a sample tune, a similar tune. Of course, it's more complex than that, but this is a general rule to help you to through music to get into the mantras. It's very enjoyable. When you can sing, you can...
Recitation?
Yeah. It may be difficult. Because if you recite also, you should learn chanda and you should learn it properly, really. But when you sing, it comes... It's called built-in, you know, the meter is built into the mantra.
And that one
yes.
Format of verse, that another system.
Which one?
Krishna Kirtana Ganana Tadavaro Vemam Vritam Goni. How many
counts? That is 14, I think. Krish. Can you sing it again? I'll count.
Krishna Kirtana
Ganana. Oh no, that one. Our Shad Goswami, that's also 19, same. So you can use that tune here for this one. Janmadyasya yatonaya aditaradas charteshva vidnyaswara
tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muryanti yatsuraya tejo vari mudam yata vinimayo
mrdama mrdam
yata vinimayo.
Mrdam. So it found a nice discovery. Huh? Now you can play with a lot of things. Otherwise, sometimes very painful. You know Brahma Samhita tune? In the Bhagavatam, sometimes every verse, any number of shlokas, they squeeze it inside Brahma Samhita. Extremely. All you need to do is just count the vowels and see the number. If it's 14, it's this.
Cheto Darpana also.
Cheto Darpana?
Yeah, well, different kinds of verses.
Ah, yeah, there may be many, but you just remember at least one, so you don't make a fool of yourself if you have taken Bhagavatam class. Same,
19.
But I have one problem with the 17 one. There is one 17 in that one, in the Cheto Darpana, one of them. I think the Namna Makari. Nam Nam Akari Bahuta Nija Sarvasha. No, that's 14. There's another one which has 17. And so far I found one which does have 17, and I know two tunes for this, but I have difficulty making this fit into that, you know. You know which one that is? Very famous one, I must sing. No, I don't have a meter. Do I have a meter? Shantakaram. Count and you count, okay? Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam Padmanabham Suresham. 17. Vishvadharam Gagana Sadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogibhirdhyanagamyam Vande Vishnam Bhavabhaya Haram Sarvalokaikanadham. This is 17, and there's in our that Shikshashtakam, there is one which is 17, or is it from the Nectar of Instruction? Also one. And then this Vandeham has 21, and that also I haven't found a proper tune for it. I've been asking here and there. That one Prabhupada is just singing melodies, but there's no.
Yes, but.
But it doesn't follow the chanda.
No,
this one, like this, you see, Tejo Bari Mirdam Yatha. You try with Vandeham, believe me, I tried for many years. But it's not fitting. He's not singing it in this way. I don't know how to. You try, then you'll figure it out. The music is going one way, the singing is going this way. That's it, it's just ding, ding, ding. But it's not going syllable by syllable. Yeah, I think so, because I'm teaching this. My doctor didn't come to discharge me. He went on holiday, didn't return.
So you're leaving tomorrow. Where are you leaving?
I don't know my plan. It depends on what's happening. Somebody, you want to stop this? Somebody was asking me to come and teach this Sanskrit Nandana in the Prabhupada temple, but I haven't been.